Have you ever seen him before?
Is he the guy who got shot jogging in Georgia?
He is him.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. I'm sorry.
It's okay. His name's Ahmaud Arbery.
Ahmaud Arbery, yeah.
Yeah, do you mind if I tell you the rest of his story?
Sure.
Okay, we listen to it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Can we sit down?
Sure, why not? That's Ahmaud Arbery, right? Ahmaud Arbery was 25 years old. He was loved by his family. He was described as having a big and easy smile by his family, actually. He loved sports. He played just about all of them in high school. But specifically, like you know, he would go on daily runs. Until one day, he was running in a neighborhood, just cuz. And two men assumed he was robbing. A father and son assumed that he was a burglar. A wrong assumption, because he was not. So the father and son got their neighbor. And they all, in two different cars, went and chased after Ahmaud Arbery. They brought their weapons. Ahmaud Arbery running innocently, unarmed, of course. Until they eventually stopped him, which, imagining the idea that someone chasing you after in a pickup truck with guns is obviously a fearful one. So they got out the car. The confrontation ensued where they start fighting. Obviously, Ahmaud Arbery had no weapons while they did. And they shot him there in the street and killed him.
Fear that society has gone astray and that no one's doing anything about it, which is just a narrative they sell themselves on.
Right, right.
And the easy demographic to villainize for that is obviously like minorities, especially black people, black men. So when you have a bunch of people who have weapons and think that society is going astray and that weapons can solve that, they're going to, you know, kill people.
Yeah.